Welcome to the 2009 InterSteno Real-Time Contest. Following is 8 minutes of contest dictation. Ready? Begin. In most industries, knowledge of local conditions remained essential, but over time, the various elements comprising a firm's sphere of competition in its operating environment came to be seen in national rather than local terms. Companies operating on a less than national scale remained. However, they underwent a drastic change in their relative competitive posture within the industry as national companies emerged to dominate product areas as diverse as chemicals, oil, steel, agricultural equipment, and home appliances. Much the same thing is happening now on an international level, with the rise of companies operating locally and regionally. The geographic scope of many industries has widened beyond national boundaries. It is evident that a national definition is inadequate. For example, it is difficult to interpret the oil and petrochemical business in other than an international context. The major oil companies produce their raw material in countries far removed from their downstream activities. Crude oil produced from the Middle East, Alaska, Indonesia, and the North Sea is coordinated with markets, refining operations, and chemical plants in the United States, Japan, Europe, and elsewhere. Refinery capacity is optimized on an international rather than a national basis. The price of oil is a global price, and major oil companies calculate their competitive standing in terms of global sales and market share. The basis of their strategic advantage is found in their ability to coordinate and link resources and activities internationally. Similarly, the aircraft industry, once comprised of several nationally based industries, is now clearly international in scope. Research development costs have reduced the competitors to a handful. The major jet engine producers compete directly with each other, regardless of national location. Company success and survival depend on international performance measured in terms of international sales, profitability, and market share. Participants in this industry cannot survive without an international orientation and perception of the business environment. Strong trends in the industrialization of various products and services are readily observable, including electronic components, office equipment, advertising, banking, pharmaceuticals, computers, automobiles, medical services, and insurance. Three major forces of change are behind the growing internationalization of industry. The first is economic development. There has been unparalleled economic growth in the industrial nations of the world, as well as many developing countries. Capital and resources have contributed to the rise of new international competitors. Economic growth has also brought about a convergence among the industrial countries of the world in terms of product demand and production methods. Machines and products that find a ready market in one part of the world are often the same ones in demand elsewhere. The second major force is the lowering of institutional barriers to international mobility. Following World War II, many of the barriers impeding cross-border business activity have disappeared. Various trade groups have been effective in reducing tariffs and other border barriers on a regional basis. On a more global level, tariffs and quotas have been reduced and rules of procedure governing international trade established. Barriers associated with currency convertibility have also been resolved. The multinational business itself, by providing an enterprise form uniquely equipped for certain types of international business, has provided another powerful impetus toward more closely linked international industries. The most powerful force of all has been the impact of technology. Higher technological content in many products and services has placed pressure on many companies to do business on an international scale. Potential economies associated with defraying research and development costs over an international rather than a national platform of operation have increased. At times, tariffs and institutional barriers have increased, and they may be expected to do so again. Frequently, economic growth has been negative. Technological change has introduced a number of inventions that have reduced the scale required to attain minimum cost. These may be seen as deviations from a long-term trend whose direction is toward the rationalization of industry on an international scale. The geographic scope of the industry for most companies will continue to widen beyond national boundaries in a manner that requires management to interpret its business environment on a regional or even global basis. This growing movement of industry across national boundaries poses new opportunities and new threats. Managers are increasingly vulnerable to changes of an international nature. The changes in industry indicate that an environment that provides the context of strategic analysis is becoming more international rather than national. However, it is an oversimplification in such cases to speak only in terms of global strategies. A close understanding of individual national environments as separate and distinct units of analysis remains essential because there are many industries where the international links do not apply. Some multinational companies have developed a competitive strategy focused primarily on a particular individual national territory. Their competitive posture is essentially that of an international domestic company. Other businesses build competitive advantage by utilizing their network of international operations, resources, and capabilities. Management structure plays a role in ability to implement these strategies. Some companies are not organized to implement national coordination. This concludes the 2009 InterSteno Real-Time Competition.